Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. It is time for the Daily Dive for March 20th, 2024. And we start off with Teddy Swims and Lose Control. And it's interesting. There was a talk of the charts on Twitter said that thousands of sales for Lose Control were reportedly filtered by Billboard for this week's Hot 100, indicating suspicious buying activity. Okay, here's the thing. Everybody knows that streaming farms and fan campaigns distort charts. Tate McRae, Sam Smith, Kid Laroi, Nicki, Pink Panthers. And, you know, those are the label-led streaming farms. And then you got, like, Taylor Swift and a million K-pop groups for fan-led campaigns. And Billboard seems very selective on which artists they dock for streams and sales and which artists they look the other way. They need to come up with something consistent. But I don't think that they can because there are too many bot farms and things like that. I think a fan-led campaign is okay. Because isn't that the idea? I don't know. It's been a while since we've talked about Dove Cameron. But my tipster, and again, I'm going to say tipster, but all of this stuff is 1,000% alleged. Until we find out that she actually does do angel dust. It's been a few weeks because I've been infrequently close and in the know, so this is a rather long update. Since the cancellation of her gigs and a drugs-fueled trip to Vegas, the team of the ex-Disney star tried to make it look as if she's working on her album, which was, together with scheduling conflicts, the official reason given for the cancellation. In reality, the album is in final production stages, but she's in no state to perform at all. Her fake Italian rock star boyfriend fled L.A. to hit the studio in Miami, where he hooked up with an ex-fling, resulting in a blind for your lesser rival, and subsequently Italy, where he arrived a week ago. Until last Friday, when unannounced, alone, and against the begging of her team, the ex-Disney star showed up in Rome. She was brought to a hotel in the vicinity of what she was seen on in the streets at night alone, talking incoherently and eating junk food. No, her fake boyfriend does not let her stay overnight in his apartment, but perhaps that's because his last female visitor had only left the night before. After this, the situation quickly spiraled out of hand. She decided on joining him for a football match in Rome on the day she was supposed to perform her first canceled gig, which caused the last bit of her fandom to turn on her and dissolve. Posts on socials calling her out got tens of thousands of likes the past few days. When you already lost your acting career and your singing career is destroyed by drugs and poor mental health, totally alienating your fandom is the last thing you want to do. But she's so far gone she doesn't seem to realize that and has called with her team in tears about the backlash. Her team did a poor job after the cancellation, pretending she was working on the album and posting stories from a studio at moments where she was seen elsewhere, but they couldn't keep her safe in LA as their biggest fail so far. A day after the football match, the couple visited a cart center where he was impatient and rude to her. Afterwards, a night, a doctor was needed because she got a major mental breakdown in front of her hotel. The boyfriend was called but could not be bothered to show up. There were multiple witnesses, and her public breakdown is likely to leak soon, even in Italy where privacy is more valued. It is by now questionable if she will recover and bring her career back on track, but until then she seems to be clinging on to the Italian rock star, who acts increasingly annoyed and like a jerk in her presence, which even the national newspapers have reported on. Besides, it's visible on all photos. It's not the first time she's been delusional about him either. At her birthday party, where he didn't show up, she adopted her new look that fits his preferred type, and she announced they were exclusive even though he had a hookup in New York City that same week. It seems she has not only difficulty with assessing damage to her career, but also distinguishing an agreement from an actual relationship with a man that couldn't be further removed from exclusivity. The person writes some good gossip. I will give them that, for sure. Also good gossip, but a terrible situation, is Christine Quinn's husband. He was arrested this week, and, I mean, pretty serious charges. Christian, who's her husband, was taken into custody on Tuesday afternoon. And there was pictures on TMZ. He's wearing a bathrobe, hauled away by the police. And I guess a call for a domestic incident was what spurred the police to show up. And there's like this verbal argument between Christian and Christine. And Christine told police that Christian threw a bag with glass in it at her. It missed her, but it struck their two-year-old child. So they called 911 and an ambulance arrived. And at first they said the toddler didn't go to the hospital, but it turns out they did. And the husband was booked for assault with a deadly weapon, a felony, $30,000 bail. And they've been married since 2019. He's been on Selling Sunset. And then there was like an update today where they were back at Christine's house, even though she's not there, and she got a 7-day emergency protective order. But there was these photos and video of like the police roaming the premises of the house, and they're like, they got the guns out and come out with their hands up, but there's nobody there. And I almost said this. Speaking of nobody's there, I want to talk about Megan Fox, but that's kind of rude. But she went on Call Her Daddy and talked about all her plastic surgery. Okay? This is the latest episode that came out today. I'm just going to go through all the things that I've done. I feel like there's this stigma. I'm not going to win. I'm going to do this. I'm not going to win. However, I'm hoping it sets some people free. And she said last year that she's never, ever loved her body. And she wants to talk about them all. She goes, first off, breast augmentation. It was 21 or 22 between the first and second Transformers movies. I don't want to wake up with a full B cup. There's no effing point in that. I had them redone after I was done breastfeeding my kids because I don't know where they went, but they went. And then I had to have them redone very recently because the first set, I didn't have enough body fat to disguise. You could see the rippling of the implant. So I had to switch them out to this set. And she presented very specific inspiration to her doctors. I said, I don't care what is on trend. I want 1990s stripper titties, and that's what I want. And he did it. And then rhinoplasty. She goes, that's something I've literally been accused of having like 6, 7, 8 rhinoplasty surgeries, which is impossible. Your nose would get necrosis and fall off. I haven't had a rhinoplasty since I was going to say 23. It's been well over a decade. I haven't touched my nose since then. And she says, hey, the reason people talk about it is like I do with makeup. You know, I make it look like a little elfin princess. I make it so small within an inch of its life. And I like to contour down until it's just nostrils like Voldemort, just 2 holes there. And she said, look, I've had Botox, fillers, lasers, stuff like that. I've done everything you could possibly do, and I always will. But it's actually not that much. In terms of surgery, it's not that much. Well, more than too much is Shiana Shay. Oh. And basically, during the round of Never Have I Ever at Ariana's game night, picks up the card and reads, Never have I ever had a threesome with 2 dudes. And Shay said that she was once involved in more of an orgy situation. But really, I think it's what we already knew before. Because in the confessional, a producer asked when she was in an orgy, to which she says, it was with an A-list celebrity. You know, once upon a time, my body was a wonderland. I'll say that. Okay, so that's John Mayer, but she's already talked about it before. And she always said it was a throuple, right? Because she had said back in 2020 that she had met John Mayer while working at a private party at the Grand Havana Room in 2008. And that they had got together after he broke up with Jennifer Aniston. I like how she says after. And then had a throuple with Shay's roommate, Stacey Adams. And she said, you know, this went on for about 6 months. We would go to his house. It just became, you know, kind of the 3 of us. We had a little throuple going on. But then there was like me and another her. Everyone always had attention. But it ended because she got jealous of how much John Mayer liked Stacey Adams. It's like, well, wait, I brought you into this. Like, and now you're getting more attention than I'm getting. Like, what's up with that? And then even after him and I stopped talking, they continued talking. And there were like a lot of things. Like her and I had like a year of just awkward friendship falling out, but then came full circle a year later and have never been closer. And she got fired when she got with John Mayer because waitresses weren't allowed to fraternize with the members. But that's how she got the job at Villa Blanca, because she got fired. So that's how she got into Vanderpump. Now, our made-up story of the day comes from Lindsay Lohan. She wanted Drew Barrymore. Talking about the Irish Wish. And at one point in the interview, Drew says, you know, I've never watched the movies I was in because I feel like it would be indulgent, but confessed that she felt like she was missing out. And Lindsay said, oh, there's nothing wrong with watching your own movies, and I'll do it. If someone wants to watch it, I'm there. I put it on. I'm like, I'm cooking in the kitchen, or I have to run upstairs, or I'm busy doing something else, but I don't like to hear my own voice. And then Drew asked Lindsay for the last movie of hers that she sat down and watched. Oh. I just wrapped a movie 4 days ago, and I came home from work, and my son was getting ready for dinner time. I opened the door, and he was watching The Parent Trap was on. It was just on the TV. I started crying because I'm like, he doesn't even know that's mommy. I was like, do I turn it off? He was kind of just staring because maybe my voice is still similar to how it was then. So I was like, maybe he knows a little bit that it's me because it sounds like me. Okay. This kid's not even a year old yet. She said it was a really magical moment and I took tons of pictures of it. Now, do I believe that she turned on the TV and Parent Trap was on and she sat her kid in front of it and took a bunch of pictures? Yeah. You know, I don't know how much Randy Bick really wanted to be away from Kathy Griffin. But apparently it is so much that he is hiding from her, doesn't want to be found. Because 3 months after filing for divorce, Kathy Griffin can't find him. She revealed in court papers that she has been unable to serve Randy Bick because his whereabouts remain unknown. She said he has not been in contact with her or shared where he is residing or staying. She hired a private investigator to track him down, but that has also been unsuccessful. Griffin will make further attempts to locate Bick and will now take steps to enter his default. Now also defaulting, Larsa Pippen on her relationship with Marcus Jordan. Season's over, relationship's over. She's done with Marcus Jordan. And, you know, they had that brief reconciliation. And here, again, is a quote from Larsa, but it's attributed to a source to Entertainment Tonight. Larsa realized this relationship's just not the one for her after spending some more time apart filming a new show. She wants to move on and focus on improving her life. They simply want different things out of life. They left open the possibility of maintaining a friendship in the future, like if he's needed for another show. Larsa wants more out of her partner. Someone who's motivated like her. Oh my gosh, you're just calling this guy a bum. And then she goes on Instagram with one of those horrible cryptic messages that make it sound like you're some kind of guru. Humble enough to know I can lose it all. Confident enough to know I can get it all back. It sounds like a housewife's line, doesn't it? Some sad news. M. Emmett Walsh. Christmas with the Cranks, you might know him. Blade Runner. He died, 88 years old, and he passed away at a hospital in Vermont as a result of cardiac arrest. And 233 acting credits. His acting credits go back 60 years. And he was on an episode of The Doctors. Now, he is known for a lot of things. A lot. But he is in one of my favorite scenes in a movie. So, of course, now I'm going to read it for you, the entire scene. It is from Fletch, plays Dr. Dolan. And we come in the doctor's office, and Dr. Dolan is looking in Fletch's ear with an instrument. And Dr. Dolan says, so where do you know Alan from? And then Fletch, ah, we play tennis at the club. Oh, really? California Racquet Club. Mm-hmm. That's my club, too. Ah, I don't remember seeing you there. And Fletch goes, ah, well, I haven't been playing there for a while because of these kidney pains. Doctor goes, all right. Now, how long have you had these pains, Mr. Barber? Fletch goes, no, that's Babar. Two B's? No, one B. B-A-B-A-R. That's two. Yeah, but not right next to each other. I thought that's what you meant. Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar? Fletch goes, I don't know. I don't have any. No children? No, no elephant books. Open wide, and Fletch goes, ah. You know, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry. Fletch goes, well, I don't formally belong. I'm a guest of my aunt's. And Dr. Dolan goes, your aunt? He goes, right, Mrs. Smith. Joan or Margaret? Fletch goes, uh-huh, right. Well, which one? Margaret. Funny old bird. Fletch goes, yeah, she ever. I could tell you some stories. I bet. You know, it's a shame about Ed. Fletch goes, oh, it was. That was really a shame to go so suddenly like that. No, Dr. Dolan goes, oh, he's dying for years. Fletch, sure, but the end was very sudden. Dr. Dolan, he was in intensive care for 8 weeks. Yeah, but I mean the very end, when he actually died, that was extremely sudden. You know, Alan and I were recently speaking of dying. He told me Boyd Aviation took out a large insurance policy on him. Got to be in some kind of perfect shape to get that sort of policy, I'll bet. Dr. Dolan says, drop your shorts and bend over, Mr. Babar. Oh, no, really, we don't need to. We don't want to do that. Say, you know, my kidneys feel a lot better in this position. Maybe it's just that I'm not doing any calisthenics. You know, if I did some sit-ups in the morning. I'd probably feel 100% better. And then the doctor sticks his finger up Fletch's butt, and Fletch goes, Moon River. Ooh, thank you, Doc. Ever served time. And the doc says, breathe easy. Fletch goes, breathe easy. You know, I'm surprised that Alan was able to get that policy. I know there's a history of cancer in the family. There is? Yeah, as a matter of fact, ow, you using the whole fist there, Doc? Just relax. Yeah, I saw Alan the other day. He's looking a little peaked. I don't know. I think he's lost weight. Are you sure he's okay? I can't discuss another patient. You know that. Well, I don't find anything wrong with you. Well, I'm sure it's not for lack of looking. R.I.P. M. Emmett Walsh. So it wouldn't be a day if we didn't talk about the video. So today we have the guy who filmed the video. Nelson Silva said, I saw Kay with my own eyes. And basically, I think it was the son that interviewed him. And this is what he goes, said. I'm not so much shocked that these comments have continued. I'm just confused how exactly they can continue. This is a video clearly showing her and William. I saw them with my own eyes. It was a completely relaxed situation. What more do you need to lay off her? I thought after this was released, they'd go quiet. But these people are so invested in the drama now. They put so much time and energy into these rumors and lies that they can't pull the plug. Even famous people are guilty. People with a large platform online, they can't admit they're wrong now because they look so delusional. But all these people in the UK, too, they say it's not her, that it's a fake person. Well, I can tell you it's not. Are they now going to question if I'm a real person as well? Are they going to say I made this video? Did I put a fake Kate there? It's ridiculous. At what point will they back off and realize they've been caught up in something that's crazy? He said he had been shopping for a steak. He said they looked relaxed and happy. I had about 40 minutes to kill, decided to get some produce. I went into the shop, and at first I noticed their figures. They were standing near the bread. Then I saw Kate turn her head slightly. I was like, oh, I know her. Then I went to the meat section. I was stood behind them. They were talking to staff and laughing. I couldn't hear what they were saying, but the staff seemed overwhelmed in a nice way. When I went to pay for my produce, the girl at the counter was so shocked she was hardly breathing. Everyone in there was very excited. It was really a nice atmosphere. I went to the car and decided to take a video to share with my family in Portugal. I started to record as they walked towards the car park. They just looked very happy and relaxed together. William was obviously protective of Kate, and I quickly stopped recording because I didn't want to make them uncomfortable. They walked towards fields at the back. I guess they could get back onto the Windsor Estate that way. And he shared it with his family in Portugal. And they're like, oh, God, she's alive. She hasn't been seen since last year. I'm not really into gossip and celebrities. All they like to go fishing into my allotment. I had no idea that Kate was so much in the news. I just wanted to share the video to say to my family, look, I've just seen them, a normal couple shopping in the farm shop. My family sent screenshots of the rumors. I couldn't believe how delusional people can be. On Monday, my colleague said, do you realize that video could debunk all the rumors if it was put out there? It shows she is okay and getting better. To be honest, recording the video was totally out of my comfort zone, but it was only for my family at the time. I'm still not comfortable in the spotlight, but I realized that this video of two people happy and shopping could help make all these rumors fall flat. And he said to conspiracy theorists, get a hobby, get something better to do with your day. I feel for Kate after I saw her. It really hit me that, look, these are just two human beings. It's a mother's had an operation and people should not be speaking about her in this manner. The people saying nasty things and jumping on the bandwagon, I think they just want to get likes. It's very sad. I've had operations and know what the recovery's like. Kate just wanted to take a walk with her husband. She looks well. I'd say draw a line under it now. Now let's do the blind items revealed. Number one is from March 10th. If you're going to publicly debut the pregnancy I mentioned here a few months back from the former Disney actress turned Christmas staple, the Oscars red carpet is the place to do it. And that's Vanessa Hudgens. Number two is from March 12th. Speaking of former Disney actors, this former Disney child actress is all grown up. She's also back to her old ways. Apparently, she's not allowed to spend any money on her career or doing plastic surgery. Her husband hates that. She really doesn't have much money of her own. So she's back to screwing over people and asking them for free stuff because she's so famous. And that's Lindsay Lohan. Number three is from March 12th. It's going to be all about AI for the new owners of the long-running sports website. No actual reporters. And that's Deadspin. Number four is from March 12th. The A+/A-list mostly movie actor doesn't know how to Photoshop. But someone on a social media team does, and they should be fired for the photo they tried to pass off as real. Everyone already knew the original. And that's Johnny Depp, with the photo of Johnny in the place of Sarah Jessica Parker and Robert Downey Jr. Number five is from March 12th. It isn't shocking that this permanent A-list comedian/host doesn't remember the illiterate one. No one does. It's why her career was so lukewarm. There was nothing that made her stand out from anyone else. And that's Howie Mandel, Meghan Markle, and Deal or No Deal. And that is it for this one, you guys. I will talk to you later.